You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And this morning, it's my great pleasure that we have on the show Sir Colin Tukui Tonga, who is this morning speaking to us in the capacity as inaugural Associate Dean of Pacific and also Associate Professor of Public Health in the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences at the University of Auckland. And we're talking about a really special project which is launching this week, the first research centre focused on Pacific and global health called Te Potoko Ora Akiwa. Kia ora, Colin. How are you this morning?
Rachel. I'm good, thank you.
It's lovely to have you on the show. This is a pretty exciting thing to be launching this week. Tell us a wee bit about Te Potoko Ora Akiwa. What's its goals? What's its purposes?
So last year, the University of Auckland, building on their new strategic plan, called for and funded a number of research centres that helped to advance its mission. And I guess we were fortunate to have been one of those centres that got selected for funding. We get funding for 5 years, and then after that, we are on our own to hunt for funding. But primarily, the centre focuses on research needs of Pacific people here in Aotearoa, but also in the region, as well as creating pathways, supporting and training researchers of Pacific heritage to help carry the mahi forward. So there's been obviously projects of different types over the years, but not a dedicated centre such as Potoko that we're launching tomorrow.
It feels like a very special thing to be able to have, as you say, somewhere sort of focused and centralised for people to meet, to share these ideas and to learn and pass on that knowledge together. What is significant about being able to gather in one space or under one umbrella to have those conversations?
Well, several things. Firstly, as you know, research is no longer done by one person.
Mm.
In some obscure place, it's a collegial activity amongst colleagues. It's more likely to be a team of people from different backgrounds and disciplines. It's an environment that should really be designed to encourage, support young people who are considering a career in health research. Resources for finding resources, meaning money to fund research programs as well as fund young people who are in training. So it's that kind of environment, if you like, creating a mutually supportive, affirming, encouraging environment for researchers. It's pretty tough if you're a young person in Aotearoa wanting to kind of start a career in health research. So we hope that our centre would be one of those places where people feel supported to undertake research.
One of the focuses, unsurprisingly, is on ethnic inequities, and this is something that we've really seen. I mean, it's always been a problem in Aotearoa, but it's something we've really seen thrown into highlight over the last few years of the pandemic. What are you hoping we might be able to achieve through a project like this in terms of dealing with or teaching how to address inequities for our researchers and our next sort of generation coming through?
Yeah, as you say, it's not new, but perhaps become more acute and more visible in the last few years, particularly about the nature of it all being, you know, we're a fairly wealthy country and yet we have these inequities primarily affecting Māori and Pacifica people. And so for us, the research hopefully will help generate new knowledge, new ideas about how we might tackle these issues. It's also an opportunity to evaluate and have a look at things that have worked elsewhere that might apply to us here. So, yeah, I would have thought that it's an important step on its own, it's not enough, because obviously the research findings have to be translated into policy and service delivery, but it's an important place to start.
That's something that you've spent much of your career addressing, is that kind of conversation between research and then between policy delivery. What is important about, having a dedicated research centre gives you a lot of weight or kind of grounding to have these conversations from, but what is that process like for young researchers trying to deal with that particular relationship that's necessary?
Yes, traditionally, researchers in academic institutions would do the research, publish the papers, and put it out there, and there it ends. It's obviously no longer suitable or appropriate, and that's why we think a centre such as ours would be not only do the research, share the findings, but also work with policymakers to interpret those findings and how it might be translated into new services, different services, better services, that kind of thing. In other words, just doing the research and publishing it in some journal is not sufficient. Most people would say researchers should really be much more involved in the translation of that research findings into policy or service delivery, service modification, and that's increasingly the trend for all researchers around the world.
And what about with communication with the public? That feels like another thing COVID's really accelerated, is this need to maybe have a shorter gap between the research and the public understanding of things when it comes to medical and health-based issues. Is this something that the centre might be able to deal with or focus on or talk about at least in the coming years?
Yes, of course. You may have heard a colleague and friend, Michael Baker, and the team in Otago has set up a Centre for Communication and Public Health based at their school in Wellington. And that's just, a manifestation, an expression of people's wish to have research and health information much more readily available to the public. And so for us, obviously, that's going to be an important part of our work, to make sure that it's no point in generating knowledge and putting it in a report on a shelf somewhere. And we need to try to do the best we can communicating those findings to, you know, the media, the general public, policy people and so on.
Well, this is a very exciting project. It's launching tomorrow, as we said at the start there. There is a launch event from 2:30 p.m. at the Whale Pacifica here at the University of Auckland for Te Pautoko Ora Akiwa, the first university research centre dedicated to Pacific and global health solutions and leadership. So, Colin, thank you so much for your time this morning. Enjoy the launch tomorrow, and we'll speak to you another time.
Thanks very much, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
Kia ora.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.